I knew you would be here at this conference before you ever made the decision to attend. I have known for centuries that you would be here. It's been said by many of my children, when it comes to services like these and conferences, that the ones the Lord wants here are here. Do you honestly believe that? Do you believe that I would only want you here and none others? I would have you think about the nation of Israel. Was it not my desire to see the entire nation go into the promised land? Was it not because millions of them embraced the wrong teaching of a handful of spies that they died in the wilderness and never saw my promise fulfilled? They refused my word that I would watch over them, protect them, and lead them into a land flowing with milk and honey. I had promised this land to them centuries before they ever arrived. And yet, they rebelled against my word and never entered in. And the entire time that they were marching in the wilderness for those 40 years, I still provided the cloud by day, the fire by night, and the manna every day. I still blessed them, even though they were dying off day by day by day. And I say to you, the same is true in the body of Christ today. Would I not want my entire church to experience what you're experiencing here? Of course I would. And yet there are many who will not take heed to my word to experience the fullness of me taking them deeper into my presence. But you are here. And those of you who are watching, the same is true for you. You have chosen to give up of your time to be here by way of the internet. Do you not think that I will move in your midst in the same way that I am moving here? Of course I will. I am going to work in your lives and prepare you for the next phase of what I want you to do. You are here to receive from me, and I will honor that attitude and move upon you and within you. When you leave this place, when this conference is over, you will carry with you a freshness of my presence that you have not known. Receive it from me. It will build throughout this entire week. I will work a completed work according to my will for this week. And my desire is to see you changed in ways you had not anticipated. This week I will be sowing my word into your lives. You will carry that word back with you. But it will be a seed. And as you continue to seek after me, study my word, meditate in Scripture, worship me, pray in the Spirit. As you continue to do these things, then what has been sown in you this week will grow, and eventually it will produce the fruit of my glory. So take to heart these things that I am doing this week, and know this: you are not here in vain. You are here to experience a divine purpose that I have had established from before the foundation of the world, says the Lord.